Books on Tape presents Mr. Cavendish, I Presume, by Julia Quinn. Read by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. It was a crime that Amelia Willoughby was not married. At least that was what her mother said. Amelia, or more correctly, Lady Amelia, was the second daughter of the Earl of Crowland, so no one could fault her bloodlines. Her appearance was more than passable, if one's taste ran toward wholesome English roses, which fortunately for Amelia most of the Tons did. Her hair was a respectable shade of medium blonde, her eyes a greyish sort of greenish colour, and her skin clear and even, so long as she remembered to stay out of the sun. Freckles were not Lady Amelia's friend. She was also, as her mother liked to catalogue, of adequate intelligence, able to play the pianoforte and paint watercolours, and here was where her mother punctuated the speech with an enthusiastic flourish, in possession of all of her teeth. Even better, the aforementioned teeth were perfectly straight, which could not be said of Jacinda Lennox, who had made the match of 1818, neatly landing the Marquess of Beresford, but not as frequently reported by Jacinda Lennox's mother, before turning down two viscounts and an earl. But all of those attributes paled next to what was certainly the most pertinent and overreaching aspect of Amelia Willoughby's life, and that was her long-standing engagement to the Duke of Wyndham. Had Amelia not been betrothed in the cradle to Thomas Cavendish, who was, at the time, the heir apparent to the dukedom, and barely out of leading strings himself, she certainly would not have reached the unappealing age of 21 as an unmarried maiden. She had spent one season back...